75 Robert Payne, west of Route 501, east of South Shore Drive, being Lot 23 within South Shore's development. A special use exception to place a windmill.
Give your names and addresses to the young lady, please.
I need to make a change. It's 37645. Other number is my other.
Speak up, if you would. We have to get that on tape.
Gail Payne, P-A-Y-N-E. Casey, South Shore Drive. That's the page.
Robert Payne, same name. Thank you. Don't swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, all truth, and nothing but truth.
Sir, could you please state your name again for the record?
Yes, sir. My name is Robert Light.
Okay.
Now, on this application, we did intend on this application to request two windmills.
That's what it says.
It does say two on this
one?
There's
two on this one.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Again, we have a waterfront property which has a significant resource, and because of that, we wish to ask you to approve two windmills to be placed on this property. The difference is these will not be roof mount, but they'll be pole mount to the back of the back corners of the property, so you will not see them from the road readily, even though they are aesthetically pleasing. But it just enables the property to again take significant advantage of that resource and on the south side of the Indian River Bay inlet area. I have a Google map showing their property, and you can see the street in front of the property, and then to the back you'll see wetlands.
Mr. Light, these will be mounted on poles?
Yes, sir. And I have a lightning of, it's not great, but it'll at least give you an idea of the proportion and what an installation like this would look like. Now, these are 1.2 kW windmills. They're not they're not the very large prop type or the huge 20-foot verticals. And again, we have the same pretty much premise as the last one, where they're going to be tucked within the confines of the setbacks. They're going to be tucked behind the house, between the house and the marsh. The visual ability to see that area is going to be diminished because of the house. And it's going to be out where it can beam maximum advantage of the natural resource of the wind. And again, in this situation, I do have the printout of the available resource, the wind.
How high will these windmills be?
We'll place these, they'll be definitely below the 42-foot span. They'll probably be on 30 or 33-foot poles.
Just for future reference, if it's attached to the home, it can't be higher than 42 feet above mm-hmm. floodplain. However, if it's on a pole, it can be as high as 100 feet.
Okay. And the maximum, the poles that we have available to us are either 30-foot, 30, 33-foot, or 40-foot. 40-foot poles would have this, and that's the max we would go here. And that would be about 47-foot. But, we have to match. One of the things that we take very seriously is matching the installation to the structure. I mean, it's got to look right. And we actually had a house where we did install a windmill at 40-foot, and we lowered it to 30-foot just because it didn't look right. and you gain, you know, I mean, you lose a little bit, in that case, a little bit of your resource doing that, but you've got to balance, you know, the aesthetics of the home and what matches the architectural, you know, intent. So in this case, you know, as I said, we want to capture the resource, which is actually to the rear of the house. We're going to hold it within the setbacks easily, and we're, you know, by doing this, we take away any exception from a usage perspective, because, you know, again, it does not impact neighboring properties. It doesn't impact it from a natural perspective of impacting birds. It does not impact it from a noise perspective. It significantly decreases any impact of the visual. And it, again, aids in the generation of electric, which reduces your load on the infrastructure by decreasing the load of the power lines coming into the development. So, again, we would ask for your approval to allow us to install two pole mounts. And is also, what I'll do is I'll give you a cut sheet on this style window.
I don't really have this.
And the calculations for the increase of property value is pretty much identical, because it is based on the output of the device. So each one of these devices will increase the value of the property by $7,700. And again, this is older information. It has actually increased since this report, as well as improved the your ability to sell the property. So I'll also submit this appraisal. Any questions?
Yeah, let me ask you a question. If you, since just out of curiosity, if you had a trees around another neighborhood, let's say you wanted to install this in another neighborhood other than the open where you are up the shore line, say the tree was like 38, which is not a big deal, you'd have to go a lot higher than that, wouldn't you? Just out of curiosity, I just
wanted to know. You would want to be... Well, first you would want to be about 10 foot above that, probably.
Okay, that's the number, 10.
Yeah, that would be a minimal. And not naturally with a tree, you're going to want to go higher, because that tree is going to go higher, depending on what type of tree it is, obviously. But you want at least 10, okay? And we actually go through a lot of trouble qualifying properties, because there's... A difference of four or 5 miles an hour of average wind speed has a significant impact on the efficiency of the unit. So we, you know, that's what we do is, from the technical side, is we match the technologies, and if it's not correct, then we'll let you know that it's, you know, it's not a good idea. In this case, again, we have a very significant resource. In fact, there's been many a times I've been left on the shore wishing I was out fishing. So with this installation, you know, he's really combining the ability to take advantage of that resource without impacting the neighboring use, you know, on the properties.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Borton?
No.
Mr. Johnson? No. Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Yes.
2, 4, 6, 7. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have a letter from Mr. Joseph H. Simpson. He owns Simpson's Mobile Home Park. And that's short. I'll read it. As owner of Simpson's Mobile Home Park, located in one of the most beautiful spots in Sussex County, I've tried to keep it close to nature as I could and protect the environment as much as I can. The last thing I want to see is a windmills all over the place, and it turns out to look like Cartoonville. I didn't reach this decision on my own. I've been contacted with tenants in my park and feel more strongly than I do. For this reason, I don't support the windmill for energy purposes. I think solar panels would be less unsightly. Joseph H. Simpson.
Okay.
Where is this mobile home park?
It's not near you, right?
It's, I believe it's on the way into development.
On the way into the development.
Yes. So.
It has nothing to do with that. If you look on your.
Nothing to do with what we're at right here.
Where you are.
It's not your. Okay, thank you. Okay, hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I think the applicant has suggested much more strongly than the opposition that the request won't substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties. Make a motion that we approve case number 10,176 for two windmills.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,175 for two windmills. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case is approved, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Case number 10,000.